This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University will host its second annual, what's being called SalukiCon. It's coming up September 29th and 30th. And today we're talking with committee members Jeff Punsky and Nathan Bonner. Thank you both for coming in.
No problem. It's our pleasure.
So for people who may have missed out, this was a big part of the Eclipse festivities last year around this time. So what can people see and do at SalukiCon this year?
Well, this year we have a larger selection of vendors, artists, toy vendors, comic vendors, authors, and crafters at the con. We also have returning favorites such as the 501st Stormtrooper Legion, the Southern Illinois Jedi, the R2-D2 Builders Group out of St. Louis, and the TARDIS as well. We also have a wide variety of panels and workshops over the 2 days, and we have a cosplay contest on Sunday.
And I think you'll see a really big interaction of the campus community, so we have a lot of students, faculty, staff that are really actively participating in the panels, hosting games, contributing to the prizes and all of that. So this is really a campus community and Carbondale community, Southern Illinois community event.
It seems like there's a lot of local tie-in to something that has an international flavor to it. This is something that goes on in locations literally throughout the world. Is there something specific about Carbondale that you hope visitors will take away, or about SIU that they'll take away from this?
I think this is a great opportunity for us to showcase what's special about SIU and about Southern Illinois. We're featuring local businesses. We have sponsorship from businesses like Castle Perilous, The Game Table, Campus Comics, the Newell House, Thai Taste, and so forth. We have massive amounts of participation from our various academic departments. We have students that are excited, and they're going to be showing off the academic work that they've been doing on campus and how that relates to things like fantasy, sci-fi, and comic books. We have crafters coming around from the Southern Illinois area. We have, and the wider regional area, and so I think it really is just, it's something that is really special to the region, but does tie into this sort of broader zeitgeist of the Comic-Con world.
What would you say to someone, full disclosure, I live in a split family. I have part of my family that's that are DC comic fans, and others are Marvel fans. It's a difficult place for me to be, but I'm still new to the whole world of Comic-Con. For someone who looks at this and may feel a little overwhelmed, why come to SalukiCon? Why go here instead of perhaps a larger convention somewhere else?
Well, I think at this con, even though there is a lot going on and there are a ton of guests and vendors, it is a much more kind of closer con experience. At the Student Center, we have what many cons do not have, and that is food. We actually have restaurants in the building: Steak and Shake, Subway, Chick-fil-A, a Starbucks. And of course, we got free parking over the weekend, that helps. But at our con, we even have workshops at our con, kind of how to get the most out of your con experience that start that first day, that kind of help the new people kind of know what to expect and know how to navigate it.
This is I don't want to say a different world, but this is something that used to be outside the mainstream, but now you see more and more, particularly with Marvel and DC getting into the movie industry and these blockbuster films that come out. Do you see more and more people coming out and really becoming a part of this family?
Oh, absolutely. I think this, you know, the comic book world, the sci-fi world, the fantasy world, it really is becoming absolutely, as you said, part of the mainstream. And that's one of the reasons why we're interested in doing this con at SIU, is that, you know, we look at the lay of the ground, and, you know, we know that SIU is in a place right now where we need to try to attract more students. And this is an opportunity for us to show off our campus community, show off what we can do, but also have some fun.
SalukiCon is coming up on Saturday and Sunday, September 29th and 30th. It's at the SIU Student Center, and you can get more information at studentcenter.siu.edu. Just a minute or so remaining. You both mentioned some of the larger names that are coming in. Anyone that people should recognize and make it a point to come see?
Well, Samantha Newark was the voice for Jim in the 1980s cartoon. Trevor Von Eden created Black Lightning. Brian Colon is a former Saluki who created the video game Rampage in the 80s. We also have Bruno Gunn from Catching Fire and Westworld, as well as two Power Rangers, Allison McGinnis and Brennan Amija, who were, you know, Power Rangers in two various series.
And again, you can get more information by going to studentcenter.siu.edu. SalukiCon 2018 is September 29th and 30th at the SIU Student Center each day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.